Hello?
Hey, is Alan in?
Speaking?
Hey, Alan, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Look, I'm with the underwriting department over here. I'm actually working on your file. Julian sent it over here. We're trying to get a final sign-off on the loan. I just wanted to confirm a few things with you. Do you have a couple minutes right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So can you give me an idea exactly how much you were looking for here?
Sam, look at anything close to
120. Okay. All right. And what specifically are you using it for? I see kind of a laundry list here. Can you give me a rundown of what you're using it for?
A few things, We are fixing our bathrooms, one. Number two, we need some for working capital. And basically, we got to pay some vendors. We're buying some stuff. We are getting into catering, and we're getting big orders from Fooda.
Okay.
Which is a stuff. Fooda is a big startup here, which is giving corporate orders to us. They are the ones who receive corporate orders. But thing is, we gotta have like a network of trucks, not like a car, like drivers and trucks, so we can send them food out. I mean, all kinds of things like these we're gonna be using it for, So mainly for paying some vendors off right now and buying some inventory. Number two, and then we're fixing a bathroom. So we're getting work done in the bathroom, so we're gonna use that money for that.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, on the inventory, what type of return do you see on that?
I mean, obviously, we're getting big orders on those, so, this is going to be like an extra business for us. We're hoping to get at least $10,000 to $15,000 a month in business from them, At least,
okay.
To start, we're getting already $12,000 of business from them a month, which is in addition to the sales we already have, which is not even reflecting in the sales right now.
Okay. Now, if I can get you, let's say, up to $200,000. Is that too much for you? Can you use all of that to help the business grow?
But
sounds like you have a lot of growth going on.
I mean, I have a lot of growth going on. I mean, I can surely use it, but it all depends on how much payment it comes to,
Okay,
it's a matter of payback, it's not like, I don't want to, overstretch myself that I cannot do anything, but I'd rather do it safely. But if it's $200,000 has the right amount of payment, then I can surely take care of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, and my concern is just, before I sign off on it, I want to make sure that you can pay this back. It's a lot of money. It's unsecured. Now, have you taken out one of these loans before?
No, like this before. This is the first time.
Okay.
We used to do Can Capital, they would take the money from the credit card. That was the most horrible scheme we ever had, and I stopped it. We paid them off and we got off, that really got a little ugly,
Okay, so you're I guess somewhat familiar with how these working capital loans work then, right?
No, if you could tell me how's yours work, because I was talking to Julian. I said, if you could do a 3-year loan.
Okay, so yeah, so basically I can give you a quick rundown of it. It's unsecured cash, so we don't attach any collateral or anything like that to it. It's unsecured cash. We deposit it into the business checking account, and you're free to use it as you see fit.
Right.
So typically the terms range anywhere from about 3 months up to about maybe 24 months at the top end. I understand that the cash flow is the concern here. So we're looking, my notes here show that you want to stretch the term as far as possible. Is that the case?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like that's the case. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, Julian also told me that you are looking to get the funds in place by Monday. What exactly is the urgency there?
No, Monday or Tuesday. Thing is, we want to get this contract. So what it is we have 7 big orders to fill in, and we don't want to lose those orders. They'll give it to somebody else. I mean, they just gave it to us last week, and we need to buy the stuff. We'll go to Restaurant Depot, buy some stuff, and I mean, if we're doing it, instead of taking $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 just to buy stuff from you, I saw we can do $100,000, $120,000. We can do the other things together.
Okay.
I mean, you can give me $25,000, $30,000 for by Monday. I'm fine. You can give me the balance by another 2 weeks. It's okay with me.
Okay. Now, have you gone to your bank to look for the financing yet?
Yeah, we did. The banks, we have a line of credit which we use, but the banks don't give you a loan. It takes 3 months to hold the whole process. I went through it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 2.5-month process, and that was no guarantee. Wells Fargo is extremely, extremely tight about it. you know.
Okay.
We have a credit card they've given us for purchasing, which we do, which always we use. It's like it's got like $18,000 or $20,000 on it, and we keep buying stuff and keep paying the credit card back always.
Sure. Okay. All right. So it looks like I'm pretty close to being able to get a final approval for you. I just kind of want to iron out exactly how much we're looking for. So, you know, I understand.
It depends on the payment, you know.
Sure. Now, have you budgeted for how much you think you would be able for your monthly output for this? How much you're able to afford?
I have. But the thing is, I need to know. I mean, like, suppose if I'm taking $100,000 from you, what will be the payment for $100,000 for 3 years?
Okay, so it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get a 3-year term. Stretching it as long as I can, it looks like I can probably get something around 18 months, possibly a little longer. I can try to get it bumped up. Maybe I did a program pretty similar to this a couple days ago. We got it. It was about $200,000, and we did 21 months, so just under the 2 years.
Well, what's the payment like?
So on that one, if we wanted to put it in terms of like $100,000 for you, it would probably be something along the lines of about it's on $100,000 loan. The total payback would be about $143,000 over the 2 years.
$143,000, so it's like $20,000. So it's like nearly 20% interest, huh?
Yeah,
21.5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
That's about $6,800 a month.
How much?
About $6,800 a month.
68, that would be too much. How about we do, say like we do 40 right now.
For 40?
Yeah.
Let me take a look. Give me a second here. I'm going to try to plug some. I'm working with some rough
50,
numbers here.
Let's
we don't
do
have
50,
the final yet. Okay, so on 40, it would probably be about $5,700. Or 57,000, sorry.
17,000 on top. For 50, it'll be what? Like another, so it'll be like what, 20? I mean, like the interest is pretty high, though. It's very high.
Well, as far as unsecured goes, we're getting you an actual, it actually looks like it's going to be a really good approval. I mean, you got to realize there's no collateral attached to this. It's unsecured cash that we deposit directly into the account. So, you know, there's no way, if you don't pay us back, you know, there's no recourse for us. With your file here, looking at it, I mean,
we are not the kind that are not going to pay back. Our motto is to pay it back right away.
Okay, well, you know, I'm looking at the file right now. I see the credit's coming in at 671, but one of the big issues is that there are the number of days that are overdrafted in the bank account. Now, these programs are tied directly to the bank account. So cash flow being such a big issue in this, that is a major factor in being able to get you approved.
I would not do more than 50 then, you know.
Okay, so if you wanted to do something on Monday, you'd be looking at, what, about 50?
50, yeah.
Okay, well, what I can do then is I can come up with, let me see if I can get some rough numbers for you here. So on 50, if we were to stretch this out to, I'm shooting for the 21 months, it would be probably a total payback of 21, or of about 71,000. That would be a monthly output of about 3,400.
3,400. Okay, so 1,500 a month for every 2 weeks. Okay.
And important to understand too, because I understand we're shooting for a lower number here with the hopes of getting more going forward. You want to start it off small. What we can do is build into the contract the option of once you get a couple months into the term, establish the relationship with us and show us that you make the payments on time, we can then open you up to additional funds, more cash, longer term, that sort of thing.
All right. I mean, can you reduce the payment? That's way too high. 21%, I'm still feeling it for a little pinch. You know? I mean, 17-18%, I can understand, but 21 is way too high, you know?
Okay, well, I mean, it is, as far I think this might be your first experience with unsecured cash. It is a very good approval. What I can do is, I mean, let me see. That's stretched at 21 months. So if we did want to...
21, we're not even doing 24?
21 seems like it's going to be the top. Now, if you wanted to go something that is lower as far as that interest cost, I could look into getting an option for a slightly shorter term, something along the lines of like 18 months. I might be able to find something that would be in there. Now,
let's see how much is for 18 months. Can you find out for me, please?
For 18 months? Now, let me see. So that, I can't get actual numbers for it right now. What I can do is go to my team here. It'll probably take me, I don't know, I probably wouldn't even have it until Monday, but I can absolutely get you some terms for 18 months. It's going to be, you know, probably at a lower rate than stretching it out for the full term, which I thought we were shooting for just to kind of help with the cash flow. But I can absolutely get you some options for 18 months, see if we can get something that's a little more comfortable for that total payback.
Okay, can you, please?
Sure.
If you can do it today, if you have some time, if you can call me back, I can say yes, and then, you know, we can go from there.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Bye.